And good day for celebrations. And somebody who is celebrating today, he's notched up 25 years as the boss of the Hunters Westpac Rescue Helicopter. That's Richard Jones, and he's on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Very well indeed.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Richard.
Mate, is it true you had to borrow a briefcase and had to buy a new suit for that job application 25
yeah,
years ago?
It is true. It was actually my great old friend, the late Carl Chapman, and his son David, and another good old mate, Peter Price, did a bit of role-playing for me in the lead-up to the interview. I think it was only the second job interview I'd ever have. And, we were in at Chapman's office there in Hunter Street, and they had a crack at me and drilled me and tried to put me down, and they did okay too. But, I borrowed that little soft briefcase from Cole, and there was nothing in it. A bit of fresh air, I can tell you.
Well, clearly you did well because you scored the job. Did you really have any idea 25 years ago about what you were taking on?
No, Kim, not at all. I think, as the Herald said today, I worked with Mike Rabbitt, and Alan McMahon, of course, the late Alan McMahon, who was in the chair at that stage, and we were travelling and doing some of the Knights footy games, pre-Fox, of course, so we had a lot of fun doing that, and Alan used to talk about the helicopter, and I was surprised I didn't know anything about it. I mean, a lot of the Cooksville Surf Club guys who I've known all my life, you know, they were all into it, the Nickerson brothers and Barry Walton, and I really didn't know too much. I knew what they do, but I didn't know the magnitude of it, even back in those days. And then Alan told us one trip that he was going back to Wollongong to coach the Steelers, and I don't know what the thought process was. I was actually managing South Leagues Club at that stage, and look, it just fell into place, and here we are, 25 years and 20 kilos later.
Oh, is that from all the fundraising? You have to go to all the events and eat and drink and be part of it.
And make your job your hobby, they said.
Yeah.
And play plenty of golf. But look, it does involve a heck of a lot of driving around. I mean, you go everywhere and not only to thank people, but also get involved in local fundraising. And look, I know we emphasise it, but even those little games of bingo, et cetera, all those little things actually help, don't they, Richard?
Every little bit. But I don't think people can deny or walk away from the fact that, I keep saying a little bit from a lot of people, and I've always said also that the people with the least give you the most, and just our volunteers and, our supporters, our sponsors, all those little country towns, you know, they really inspire you. And people that have had some sort of relationship with the helicopter through the work that we do, you know, people just say thank you, it's just outstanding. It really is.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine, because you'd have to keep these sort of stats going, how many lives, how many missions you've flown. But, I mean, there's also a great risk to the pilots and the staff involved. On this day of 25 years, do you look back to some of the unfortunate moments, like the time that it crashed? You were there then?
Of course. Yeah. Well, the 91 crash in... where was that? That was up in the Barringtons. I wasn't there then. And thankfully, everyone walked away again due to the skill of the pilot in Ian Osborne. I think Stewie Nickerson was the crew that day. But at Warri Elder up that way, we lost an aircraft there. But again, the skill of the pilot, Dave Davies, at the time. And it was really one of those things that, there was a lot of stuff happened, and
hello.
I'm out of the water, so, and you know what, the paramedic, I got bells going off here.
Yes,
the paramedic and the doctor actually got out of the banged up helicopter and commandeered a farmer's ute to go and do what they were there to do. So, you know, the skill and the resourcefulness of some of those people is what makes this whole system work.
Sounds like you're pretty skilled too. You're trying to drive and do an interview at the same time.
I'm taking my daughter to school, so it's all happening.
Right.
Tell you.
14 to 9 on 2HD. I guess Richard Jones here today has notched up 25 years as the CEO of the Hunters Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Look, the whole world has changed during the pandemic, and it has, let's be honest, made fundraising very difficult this year, Richard, particularly with the cancellation of the big fundraiser, The Ball?
Yeah, look, we do 39 charity housing games in the club network throughout the Hunter and Tamworth and Mid-North Coast. They stopped overnight. We've got 7 op shops up in the Northern Rivers, and of course they had to stop overnight. But we, you know, I've said 100 times in the last month about, you know, people asking that very question, Richard, about, you know, fundraising being difficult. And look, it is what it is, but you just got to deal with it. And that's one of the things I'm so proud of, is that the team bandied together. They were pretty nimble on their feet. We had to reforecast budget, and I must say I'm proud of the fact that the reforecast budgets we've really smashed. I think that's a fact of our broad base, of our you know, that whole community network, you know, the miners in the Hunter Valley through the CFMEU, it's a bit overwhelming to think how much has been involved. But look, we had that broad base and we were able to recapture our form, and of course JobKeeper was very handy to us and a lot of people. So it moves on, but you've got to, I said jokingly to someone the other day, that's why the eyes are in the front of your head, because you've got to keep moving forward and looking forward. So we've done that. You mentioned, Tim, before about some of the tricky moments in aircraft, you know, crashes or incidents. I think one of the things I'm most proud of the team is their attitude towards safety. And of course, aviation is all about safety and mitigating all the risks. So our team have done that amazingly, and we touch wood every day that continues. It's one of those things you just never know, but you know, our main focus is safety, and it's not unreasonable to think those people that go out on a mission every day, it's just not unreasonable to think they come back in one piece.
Yeah. All right, great to talk to you, and congratulations again on notching up the 25 years. Are you going to do anything special today to celebrate the occasion, Richard?
Oh, look, we're having a small morning tea, but they've put it together. I really don't know what they've organised, and I really didn't want any fuss at all. So there's a morning tea, and I've got my old mate Cliffy Marsh, my first ever chairman, coming.
Oh, great.
It's obviously a special day and a time for a lot of reflection. But, Richard, I know you've been a recipient of our service many, many years ago.
Yes.
You're one of the ones that's always talked this up, and you've always supported us. So thank you to both of you and the whole 2HD family. You're great partners.
That's a pleasure, mate. Nice to talk to you. Enjoy the day. Congratulations. Keep up the terrific work, and have a great weekend, Richard.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Richard Jones, notching up 25 years as the boss of the Hunter's Westpac Rescue Helicopter today.
You better dash away pretty quickly after 9 o'clock. What we didn't say, you're the one bursting out of his cake at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Won't he be surprised? Yes. What's the big surprise for being 25 years?
Me
Richard
and a man
bursting out of a cake.
I say all the time, because I did. I got flown off Dudley Beach when I broke my back. It's a long time ago now. Got flown up to the John Hunter. I always say that, you know, you hope you never need the Hunter's Westpac Rescue Helicopter, but boy, it's good to know it's there.